covered up, locked up, or covered up. Since I was not genuinely willing to do what it took to get sobered up, I had the other options to face. I never dreamed it would happen so quickly. It was a beautiful September weekend just before Labor Day. I made the decision to buy a case of beer and a bottle of wine. Later in the evening, I drank whiskey on top of the beer and wine, blacked out, committed a drunken crime, was arrested, and within 10 days was convicted and sentenced to 20 years in prison. I guess an alcoholic death can come in much the same way. I drink, I black out, I die. At least with prison, I would have another chance at life, somewhere down the line. I can't start to describe the forced humility that is placed upon an alcoholic who comes to prison. Although I deserved to be in prison, the trauma was horrible. The only encouragement and hope I was able to find was from reading the personal stories in the back of a tattered big book I found in my cell. Then one day, I heard something that was music to my ears. A correctional officer announced that an AA meeting was to be held in the chapel. When I walked into the meeting, I took a seat in the circle of chairs where I once again found a protective haven. As I pen this story, 3.5 years have passed since that meeting in the chapel. I've moved to a larger prison unit and have remained very active in the awesome program of Alcoholics Anonymous. AA has accomplished so many things in my life today. It has given me my sanity and an all-around sense of balance. Now willing to listen and take suggestions, I have found that the process of discovering who I really am begins